This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
A Florida zookeeper was fired after she was found moaning in the lunchroom as a chimpanzee sucked on her toes. And a friend of mine tweeted, "Love is love, bigots." Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Oh my gosh, that cracked me up. Love is love, bigots. Oh man. Woo, we're gonna have a fun hour. I'm telling you right now, fun. We have, look, we are winning on so many levels, it's ridiculous. And here's the good news, folks. Happy New Year 2019. It is going to continue. You're going to win on levels you never thought you would because you've been dealing with Republicans who don't know how to fight for you. You have not been energized enough to get behind a new movement. That new movement is an old movement. It's called the Tea Party Movement. I encourage you to go to teapartycommunity.org and get signed up. And moreover, I encourage you to pay the $5 a month we're asking you guys to pay us so we can get, and I say pay us, to fund us, so we can go do what we want to do, which is sue people. We want to sue legislators who are anti what we're doing, anti-sanity. We're going to sue cities, states. We're going to sue individuals. Everybody who is against this Constitution doing craziness, we're going to put them in a lawsuit. We're going to put them in a chokehold or a headlock. And we're going to throw them to the ground and we're going to pummel them. Aren't you ready for that? I don't want to send any faxes. I'm not making any phone calls. I'm going to have a sheriff come and serve you and say, you are in violation of our rights as taxpayers, and now you're going to have to go find some money to pay. See, I was talking to a group of people, and I told them there's nothing worse than being served. I mean, whether it's, you know, summoned from the IRS, summoned by Congress, getting served to come to court. And here's the deal. You generally know what it's about. Somebody's warned you. They say, I'm going to serve you. You know, and if they're legit and you know you've ripped them off, then you're like, oh, I hope they don't do it. Woo, let me just pretend it didn't happen. And you know what we do as Republicans? We don't go serve anybody. We move on with our lives. Well, we aren't. We are going to sue. We have lawsuits that we are already looking at. Our legal team is looking to sue the state of Arizona. We're looking to sue Berkeley, California, the University of California, Berkeley College. We're suing Harvard, and I can give you a list of others. And we're putting together a team that's looking at every nonsense piece of legislation. We're going to sue individual teachers. We're going to sue chancellors. We're going to sue school districts. We're going to sue school board members. It doesn't matter. And you say, Kevin, how can you do all that? Oh, we can. We got to be selective. We're going to sue the ones that give us the biggest splash to make everybody go, wow, somebody sued over this issue. I better back down. That's how we're doing it. So if you want to get involved with that, contact us, kjradio.com. Ask me, Kevin, how can I become a part? How can I start a state chapter of Tea Party Community so we can do the same thing? We want Tea Party people sprinkled all over this country. Think of a grid, and at every intersection of the grid, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of people who are at the ready to become activists, who are reporting on city council crazy people and legislators who are doing crazy things, or academics who are doing crazy things. And we're getting this news and putting it together, and then we're going after these folks. I want you to imagine that world where they're afraid to do the insane stuff. It's the same world you were raised in. Your parents told you, don't you lie, don't you cheat, don't you steal, don't you do this. And there were consequences. And you were afraid because there was a higher order. A parent was over. Well, we're the employers. And our employees are saying, I can steal, I can do whatever I want, and you can't do nothing about it. And yet we're saying, oh, no, no, that day is over. So come on, folks. Get involved. Get active. Join TeaPartyCommunity.org. Let me know if you have any issues whatsoever. Fund that $5 a month. Tell us that you're going to do that every single month. We're going to be sending this out. Get on our mailing list. This is important. We have two more years to make this happen. Seriously. The most important 2 years of politics is coming up. And I'm telling you this because we must reelect Donald Trump, but we have to do something else. We got to win back the House and show these clowns that we can do something different historically than it's ever been done. We kept the Senate. How about we bolster the Senate? We give Donald Trump the House for the next 2 years, probably 4 years. How about we make that as our statement? We collectively organize and say, that's what we're going to do. See, that's what I want to do. I want to put together big picture stuff. See, we're already winning the courts now, at least the federal courts, the district courts, and of course the Supreme Court. How about we start winning judgeships in cities? How about we start winning city councils, school boards, things like that? Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Here's some foreign aid from 2000 to 2016. Nigeria, $6.2 billion. Ethiopia, $11.7 billion. Jordan, $15.9 billion. Egypt, $33.3 billion. Lebanon, $3.6 billion. Pakistan, $17.9 billion. Colombia, $13.6 billion. South Africa, $6.2 billion. You want to figure all that out? It's a lot of money. Donald Trump wants $5 billion for a wall. That's what we've given out in foreign aid over from the years 2000 to 2016. Some of these countries hate us. Nigeria, big-time Muslim country, they don't like us. Pakistan, almost $18 billion. They don't like us. $1 billion a year. I mean, I could go on. And by the way, this is a fraction. There are countries we give money to that blatantly don't like us. $5 billion seems reasonable. So this hour, we'll spend a little bit more time on the border and telling you guys that, explaining to you how the craziness of leftism has infiltrated. I mean, it's eating away at the brains of people in this country, and nobody seems to care. I mean, I can't imagine somebody walking around with a hole in their head, and it's, you know, just dripping blood down the face, and people, hey, Chuck, how's it going? What are you up to, buddy? Oh, I don't know. You know, he's a zombie, just catatonic, and you're still having a conversation with him. That's essentially what it is when you're talking to a leftist. They got a hole in their head that's gushing blood, and you are ignoring it. Because, why? Well, it's not politically correct to tell the man he's got a gushing hole in his head. Can't do that. I might offend somebody. Well, I'm going to offend you. If that's what it takes, Kevin Jackson will offend you. I'll say, Chuck, look, I don't know how things are going otherwise, but you got a big old gaping hole in your head that's gushing blood. I think we need to get you some help. What? What did you say? Are you kidding? You'd probably wake the dude up. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. More than food for thought. L.A. homeless and a host of other things.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Doodle Butt. Woo! How about that for a nickname, huh? Doodle Butt. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you listening to. Doodle Butt shot and tried to kill somebody on a road, a dirt bike, caused damage to a car. Then dude gets mad that he hits the car with the dirt bike, and Doodle Butt shoots him. That's the dude's nickname. His name is Ward, something Ward. Anthony Ward. Yeah, you know, and get this, he was wanted on a first-degree murder charge in Spring Grove, Pennsylvania, just to cap off the story of Doodle Butt. Anyway, that's not what I want to talk to you about right now. I want to talk about the ironic nature of Jeff Bezos. The man who wanted to bring down Trump with sleaze is being brought down by sleaze. Think the ex-Mrs. Bezos is going to have trouble finding men? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. The soon-to-be former Ms. Bezos, Mrs. Bezos, Ms. whatever she determines her name to be, and she can make it whatever she wants, because this chick is going to be worth about $70 billion. Cutting his wealth in half, Jeff Bezos will still be likely the richest dude on the planet, or he's going to be in the top three, and his wife will be right there with him, because she's getting half. Somebody asked me, did she earn that half? I was like, don't know, don't care. You know what I like seeing? I like seeing Jeff Bezos get knocked down to size. The government isn't doing it. The government's not knocking down his net worth. He's growing, growing, growing. This is a guy a decade and a half ago, they were saying Amazon can never make up its market cap. And now it's the wealthiest company in the world, I think, right? Next to Apple, or maybe did it? I think it surpassed Apple. I know this. I saw a story that said 49% of the online business now goes to Amazon.com. That's scary for a guy that does not believe in your ideology, a guy who thinks of himself as a god. $140 billion, give or take. Yeah. Somewhere between $130 and $145 billion, $150 billion is what this guy is worth. Is there a cap? From my perspective, make as much as you want. But that's a lot of money. I mean, you would think leftists would be attacking this guy with vigor. And now that we find out he's having an affair with Lauren Sanchez, was it worth it, I ask you? I thought Tiger Woods' ex-wife made out like a bandit. And now this? Michelangelo, where's he when you need him? Because this chick is a work of art. I mean, holy cow. $70 billion she's worth. I want to see her on a canvas. I'm talking about Lauren Sanchez. Yeah, I'm not talking about Ms. Bezos. Lauren Sanchez. Because, as my friends would say, there ain't no kind of naughty that's worth that. Okay? Jeff Bezos, for all intents and purposes, could have bought himself a country and had every woman in it. But he chose Lauren Sanchez. I had to go look at her to see what this woman was about. And I'm going to put it out there. Just to look at her, I'm going, what was the big deal? I don't quite understand it, Jeff. You could have had 50 Lauren Sanchez, and they would have thrown in a couple of Rodriguez's for shiggles. Wow. Jeff Bezos, they said, was sending his mistress sleazy text messages and gushing love notes in the spring of last year, months before Bezos and his wife announced on Twitter that they were separating. Let me tell you what happened. Bezos struggled a long time, and then he got money. And he decided, you know what? I don't like this woman no more. So he found him one that was ready to gushy-gooey over him. And he spent some money. He spent $70 billion to buy himself a Lauren Sanchez. I mean, that's really, if you look at it, that's what he did. He purchased Lauren Sanchez, $70 billion. Good for him. Wow. And Lauren Sanchez was the wife of a Hollywood talent agent, a guy named Patrick Whitesell. And so I guess they began their affair sometime in 2018 because they were talking about, you know, when this all occurred, as if it mattered. But he said in one message obtained by the Inquirer, Bezos wrote, I love you, alive girl. I will show you with my body and my lips and my eyes. And my eyes very soon. Woo! I tell you what, Robert Frost, move over. You know, that's some poetry right there. Yeah, that's some poetry. In another Pillow Talk exchange on May 13th, this guy writes, the horn dog billionaire. Horn dog billionaire. I want to smell you. I want to breathe you in. I want to hold you tight. I want to kiss your lips. I love you. I am in love with you. Wow. After I read that, I took a second look at Lauren. Because, you know, sometimes you don't see people the way you should. You need a dude worth $140 billion to frame it and put it in perspective what a $70 billion woman looks like. Let me tell you what. I know dudes that have a lot less money that can work out an arrangement. Shoot. I mean, I'm not telling people how to live their lives, but I'm just saying if Bezos really, he could have gone to his wife. I don't know his wife's name. He could have gone there and said, hey, honey, look, things are working out, but you know, we're at each other's throats. Why don't you get yourself a boyfriend? I'll get myself a girlfriend, and we'll leave things intact. If that was an option. Look, with leftists, it's all an option. $70 bill. Or, I'm just, for all intents and purposes, because look, he's keeping it a secret anyway. I mean, that's what he was doing. He's texting and all this, don't look at my texts or whatever. I'm just saying, he could have gone to his wife and said, hey, look, I'm kind of digging on this chick, Lawrence. His wife would have looked at Lauren and went, well, she's not all that. Okay, well, look, Jeff, if she makes you happy, go for it. I'm just saying, versus costing him $70 billion. And that, look, it's not all about the money. Y'all, there are people out there, Kevin Woods, is he all about the money, man? He's in love, dude. I told you guys, I read a quote from a friend of mine the other day where, what was it? He said, the real love. I forget, it was funny, though, at the time. I can't remember it, but it made me laugh. Real love. Maybe the dude was in love with a robot or something. He's like, who are we to step on a person's love? Not me. A lawyer representing Bezos claimed to the Inquirer that it is widely known that her name is Mackenzie, and Mackenzie Bezos had been, quote, long separated. I don't believe it. Look, if you've got $140 billion and you're long separated, you could just end it. End it. I mean, you're the biggest lottery winner in the world. Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, from a capitalist point of view, he couldn't win a lottery bigger than his wealth. Oh, Jeff Bezos plays a Super Bowl. How much is it? You could win $8.4 billion. What a $320 million. Whatever it is, Jeff would go, that's walking around money for me. I don't need to win the lotto. Wow. But what's funny to me, the irony that it's sleaze that took down the dude who wanted to take down Donald Trump with sleaze. And the National Enquirer broke the story. God bless America.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
No. Someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264, 800-213-9264, 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House said on Friday that President Trump will hold a second summit with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un in late February. A location for the meeting has not yet been set. Meanwhile, also going on in Washington, D.C., the 46th annual March for Life is taking place. Thousands of people are braving the cold temperatures and walking to support the lives of the unborn. The president delivered a message via video.
When we look into the eyes of a newborn child, we see the beauty and the human soul and the majesty of God's creation. We know that every life has meaning and that every life is worth protecting.
A winter storm is expected to last now through the weekend, affecting over 100 million people from Kansas all the way up to New Jersey. Folks could see another foot of snow followed by frigid temperatures. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC Tax Program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC Tax Program. Once you are accepted into the CNC Tax Program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Well, I mean, we know for a fact that there was an offer by the Russians to provide dirt on Hillary Clinton, and Trump campaign officials met with that lawyer. And we know for a fact that Paul Manafort provided campaign data to Konstantin Kalimnik, who has ties to Russian military intelligence. So there's that. In terms of the collusion between the Democrats.
Well, I mean, we also know for a fact that we also know Democrats paid for the Steele dossier,
right?
And we've seen all kinds of corruption within the FBI. Andrew McCabe took over the FBI after that. He's now been fired because he lied to the FBI's own investigators. So no, we've seen all kinds of activity here that I want to get to the bottom of, but we can't as long as the Mueller investigation continues to rumble on without a conclusion. So we need the information, need these investigations concluded so that the American people understand exactly what happened so we can move on and start addressing the serious nations facing this, or serious issues facing this nation.
Just in point of fact, McCabe was fired.
In other words, Jake, I don't want to deal in speculation. I want to deal in facts, and we don't have them.
And McCabe was fired. McCabe was fired for not being honest about a leak he had authorized, and the leak was one that was damaging to Hillary Clinton. It wasn't a pro-Clinton
leak. He lied to the FBI. The acting director of the FBI lied to the FBI. That's pretty serious. I mean, other people are going to jail for lying to the FBI. Here's the acting director of the FBI lying to the FBI. That's some real corruption, the FBI. I have serious questions about that.
I love listening to that clip. Because the guy just says, no, he lied. He lied to the FBI. And it was funny because Jake's, whatever his name is, he says, yeah, he lied. And he gets ready to say he lied. And he says, no, he was fired for not being honest about a leak he authorized. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. He literally says it. He's about to say, well, he lied. And he goes, he was not being honest. He was fired for not being honest about a leak he authorized. And then Jake Tapper goes on to say, well, look, it was a leak that hurt Hillary Clinton. Really? How so? How do we know that's what it was, a leak? I mean, maybe it did, maybe it didn't. But what do we know? What is he leaking otherwise? What else did he do? If he'll lie to his own people, what else will he do? It's funny to watch Jake Tapper. How are you going to dance around the high-level guy within the FBI lying to his own people? How are you going to dance around that? So glad you guys are here. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. See, liberalism has nowhere to go. If you said to me, Kevin, Andrew McCabe, and I'm on his side. I'm on the side of the FBI. Andrew, acting director, deputy director of the FBI lied when he was under investigation by his own people. I would go, hey, that is serious under any circumstances. He shouldn't have lied. And it would make me question anything that he said or did. It's like Peter Strzok. We would never question our integrity of an investigation, you know, just because we're bigger than that. No, you're not. Every one of your texts prove otherwise. You're not bigger than that. You're willing to do whatever it takes to win under any circumstances. Let's just be honest. They can't be honest about that. I've told you guys this story, but it's so worth repeating. So I have a friend of mine, and he got divorced, and he comes to visit with me, and we went up to a pool place, the hangout, where I hang out, and you know, he was down. I said, come on, man, come hang out and all this. So we go up there, and he meets a girl. Her name is Jackie, and we used to do karaoke together. And Jackie she's not an overly attractive girl, but she's certainly not ugly, but, you know, wasn't my type, but she's an attractive girl. I could see an attraction. And she's a black chick, kind of hard acting, but had a soft side. And over time, I got to know her, and I actually got to like her. I thought she was kind of a cool chick. So we hung out, all of us, a group of us, we all hung out. So this buddy of mine comes to town, and we're shooting pool and having a good time, and Jackie and I'm like, blah, blah, blah. And so I can see they kind of have an interest in each other. And so my buddy goes, hey, man, he goes, you know, what's the story with that girl, Jackie? And I said, what do you want to know? He says, you know, like, she date a lot or whatever? I said, nah. I said, yeah, I mean, I said, I've seen her with a guy or two. I mean, she's an attractive girl. She dates, but, you know, I don't think she's involved with anybody serious. And I said, she's never been involved with anybody in our group. And he goes, oh, okay. He goes, well, what do you think about, you know, me? I said, nah, I'd be happy to get her a number and all that. So, I was back up. He had to go back out of town. So I go to her. I said, hey, by the way, my buddy, he really liked you, and he was wondering if you. She's like, yeah, you know, give him my number. So I said, okay, just want to make sure. So I give her number to him, and they hit it off. He's coming to town. He won't even come see me anymore. He's coming to town. And I'm finding out, hey, well, Craig was in town. I was like, Craig was in town. He didn't even say hi. Nah, you know, we went and did this. He took me to dinner. And he's a real romantic. He liked her, you know, and all that. So, okay, cool. Well, anyway, one day he called me up. He says, hey, man, you seen Jackie? I said, yeah, saw her, you know, 2-3 days ago, whatever. Because, you know, it was our little hangout, little bar we hang out. So, yeah, I think I saw her 2-3 days, a week ago, whatever it was. He goes, yeah. He goes, do you know if she's working at this? I said, to be honest with you, I know she has a job, but I've never known where she's worked. You know, it was like, yeah, I work up at this such and such. And, oh, cool. You know, but I never thought, ooh, that's a really nice place or whatever. So it was just a conversation in passing. And so he goes, here's what I don't get. He says, man, I went to send her some flowers to her job. And he goes, I call up to make sure I got the address correct. And I like her supervisor or somebody answered the phone because he'd gotten to where he knew some people around in her little circle. And they said something like, well, she hasn't worked here in 2 months. And he goes, but what was odd was when I asked her how was work, she said, fine. And then he goes, I was very specific. How's work at that place? And she goes, oh, it's fine, it's good, you know, whatever, and played it off. And he goes, what do you think? And I said, man, I think you got to, I said, I think, you know, you. I think you know what. I think if this girl can't tell you the truth about her job, I mean, a simple question. How's work? Well, not too good. I got, you know, fired, I got laid off, whatever, got a new job, whatever. But no, didn't do that. Just blatantly lied. And he asked me, I said, let me tell you what I would do. I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'll tell you what I would do. And I said, in those circumstances, I'm going no, because that is such a non-thing to lie about. If you're struggling, you're having trouble, well, I got laid off. I'd been on warning a couple times, and I got laid off. They find, you know, this happened. This occurred. If you can't say that, in a normal, what do you think is going to happen when the cake hits the fan? So they broke up. And I'm telling you, he was distraught over it. He was like, man, I really like this girl. You know? Well, I say the same thing. When we're dealing with leftism, this is Jake Tapper trying to pretend that it's just a lie. It's a little thing. That he lied to the FBI. He lied on Hillary Clinton. I mean, it wasn't a lie about Trump. No, it was an FBI leader lying. But see, for him, it didn't make any difference. It was like, I mean, I misstated that. For Jake Tapper, he's like, well, but that lie was in your favor. You would think you'd want him. That's the mentality of the left. Their mentality is, look, when we lie to you, it's for your own good. This is not, you shouldn't take it that hard. It's just a lie, man. No big deal. No, it's a big deal. Now, I'm not telling you folks that we're holier than thou, we don't lie, that we don't do these things. I'm not telling you that for one second. I'm telling you that there are certain lies that you better take more serious. And or seriously. Yeah, I got making an adverb. You better take them serious. And the idea that Jake Tapper wants us to buy into the idea that it's okay if the guy... And he was... No, I was just clarifying that he didn't lie. And notice how he put it into... He was fired for not being honest. No, he was fired for lying. And he authorized the leak. Did he do it once? Did he do it twice? You guys watch the show... if you get a chance, watch Ozark. It's a great show. But a guy says runs a cartel for a guy, and he says, "Yeah, my aunt so and so." He goes, "My she worked for my father, not his aunt, but a lady worked for my father for many years." And she goes, "And one day my father caught her stealing from the register." And he called her on it the next day, and she apologized. You know, she cried and cried, and she says, "My kid is sick." And, you know, I had to get this operation for him. And he says, and it was true. You know, it was true. But she stole. My father was like, "We've known you for 15 years. You worked for us. Why would you steal from me? Why didn't you come to me with your problem?" And the guy's posing this as, what should he have done with this lady? Because this cartel guy's about to kill some people. And he's asking this question metaphorically. He's like, and they're all giving their answer. And he's like, what should I do with her? You know, what should my father have done? It's a good question. The net of it was, it wasn't her first time. It was just the first time she got caught.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop-em, drop-em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The border. Boom, the ghetto. You guys remember that song, The Ghetto? No, y'all too young to remember The Ghetto. There was a song in the 60s, maybe the 70s. It's called The Ghetto, and I think of The Border. The border. The ghetto. It was life in the ghetto. We're talking life of the border. Let me tell you something. This border thing is a joke. It is a joke. And I alluded earlier, and I didn't get a chance to talk about it, but I said this really has to do with how Trump is addressing comprehensive illegal immigration, comprehensive immigration reform. But it is so cool what this man is doing. I cannot wait to share this with you. The border, boom, 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 boom. The ghetto. See, Donald Trump is slick. He's addressing all the issues of comprehensive immigration reform sequentially, but he's made the border wall the foundation. And the Democrats are in a rock and a hard place because how are you going to fight him on it? Donald Trump's going, they're killing people over here. They're dealing drugs. They're human trafficking, sex trafficking. gangbangers. And the Democrats, no, they're not. They're good people. And then Trump goes, yeah, meet this little girl, 7 years old. She got killed. This woman was raped and murdered. This guy was, you know, family was killed in a car. And every time they say it, he goes, no. It's a matter of national security. There are terrorists sneaking over our borders because of the way we've allowed this to happen, and they keep catching them. When do we start seeing the films? I mean, how long do you think Donald Trump's going to let this go where he goes, oh, hey, you know, we're not going to market this? Now, he tweets about it. He just did a press conference about it, you know, a national meeting on TV, whatever they call it. And he's telling people, look, this is what's going on. You think people are ignoring that, or do you think it's in the media cycle? And then every time the Democrats push back, no, we don't need a wall. They go, yeah, but Chuck, you said we needed a wall. Well, Nancy Pelosi, we don't need a wall. It's ineffective. Yeah, you said we needed a wall. You guys bragged about passing all these bills about comprehensive immigration reform. You say we need comprehensive immigration reform. And Donald Trump says, yeah, we're going to do it. We're going to set the foundation for it. How can we do comprehensive immigration reform if we don't stop the leakage? You know, the pouring over of people coming into our country. It makes sense. Even at the base level, people get, well, yeah, I understand a wall. I mean, you put a wall up. Even stupider, the most stupid Democrats, which I know Democrat implies that they're the most stupid person on the planet. But even the most stupid of the most stupid understand what a wall does. They do. But what's it really about? Let me tell you what it's about, folks. It's about votes. Yeah. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. You are watching a masterful tactician. I'm boxing right now. I wish you could see me, because I really know how to fight. I got some smooth hands. But you're watching Donald Trump rope-a-dope these Democrats. Got him between a rock and a hard place, and he knows what this is about. This is about votes. Now, he understands the economic issues here, too. Trump is smart. See, Donald Trump has looked at the drug side of this, and he says, if I stop the border, people from getting over the border easily, I stop the flow of drugs. I don't, not stop it, but I you know, cut it, right? You talk about human trafficking. Donald Trump says, if I stop the flow of people just coming willingly across the border, I stop the flow, you know, or I certainly hinder human trafficking. And you look at drugs and what it's the impact of those drugs, the first one, right? The impact of sex trafficking. And then what about the gangbangers? Not only is Donald Trump stopping them from coming, he's sending the other ones back home. He's arresting them and putting them in prisons. That's what's going on there. So I want you to understand, all these aspects of the board of illegal immigration, where people say, you know, it's comprehensive. We got to be able to stop it. Trump says, I'll stop it because I'll penalize employees. You can no longer hire them without massive, you know, get massive penalties. I'll stop the crime. You know, I'll lessen the crime rate, the impact of that crime on American citizens. I'll strengthen our economy because I will force them to have to go through a system where they learn how to be Americans, which is our legal system. And we won't have that many people sucking off of the public dole any longer. We're not covering their college. We're not covering their medical. You're here illegally. We're sending you home. And on and on. He's addressing comprehensive immigration reform. But the only way you can address it is you got to strengthen security. Period. But the Democrats argue against it. Why? I said it earlier. Because of votes. So what's the last thing that Trump is doing that's going to really impact and interrupt that vote, that thing that the Democrats need? It's called the 2020 census. And here's an AP News report. Asking people whether they are U.S. citizens on the 2020 census would worsen the undercount of Latinos and non-citizens compared with other groups, an expert said. Yeah. They are going to include this question for the first time in 70 years. Now, you would think with the census, where we are apportioning our congressmen that we would make this, that would be an absolute non-starter. We want to know who the citizens of this country are. Look, I'm going to give you some numbers here in a bit. A professor at the University of Chicago said the question would reduce the percentage of Latinos and non-citizens who respond to the census questionnaire. He testified in federal court for California and numerous cities and argued that asking this question is politically motivated. You're doggone right it is. The states and cities are suing the government to keep the question off, and they do it every decade for the census, you know, which is done, of course, every decade. California has the largest number of foreign-born residents and non-citizens of any state. So an undercount would jeopardize its federal funding, congressional representation. Exactly. Exactly. Man, this is so overwhelmingly needed, it's ridiculous. The U.S. Justice Department argues that census officials take steps to guard against an undercount, including making follow-up visits in person so the final numbers will be accurate. Households that skip the citizenship question, but otherwise fill out a substantial portion of the survey will still be counted. That's what they said in their court documents. I don't think that's right. I think you need to answer the question, are you a citizen or not? And you know why they want them to do it? Because once you say you're a citizen and you're not, you've lied on a federal form. That's a big deal. See, it seems easy. They give them an out. Just don't answer. Anyway, they say it's the latest battle between California and the Trump administration, with both sides suing the other over immigration and other issues. The government has cracked down on immigration and border security, while California has some protections for immigrants in the country illegally. They don't have any protections. Those protections don't exist. The sanctuary nonsense? Anyway, U.S. Judge Richard Seaborg is scheduled to hear a week of testimony from experts and other witnesses in the census case before deciding whether or not to honor it. This is so... The Democrats have made hay with this. They've done it in Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, Colorado, California, and others. Illinois. It's the only way they can win. How many seats do you think California would lose if we knew exactly how many real citizens they had? Anyway, they said, Democrats said it would disproportionately affect states favoring their party. All households were last asked whether individuals were U.S. citizens in the 1950 census. Why would we remove that? I have no idea. They said, They were mad about it. They said there was enough evidence to infer that Secretary Ross was motivated to add the citizenship question for partisan purpose of facilitating the exclusion of non-citizens from the population count for congressional appointment. What part of this are we even debating? A non-citizen should not be included in the population count for apportionment. Period. This should be take this to the Supreme Court. There is no way we should, for all intents and purposes, let's just flood states with non-citizens. And then here's the deal. If these non-citizens were going to vote Republican, you could bet Democrats would be all over this. How are we letting these people get away with this? This is beyond me. Anyway, if Trump wins this may be one of the biggest single battles in this whole immigration thing, illegal thing, since we started talking about it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.